And thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. If you don't find something fun to do this weekend here in Juneau and Douglas, it will be your fault. There's no one else to blame because there's no shortage of fun to do. So just to start off, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is bringing in Mark Brown and his blues crew. They're coming in for a concert on Saturday to celebrate the new plaza at the Arts Campus. That's a space that was created to be a hub for gatherings and live performances. It's beautiful. If you haven't had a chance to go down there, I recommend it highly. Brown and his blues crew are from Fairbanks and one of the most popular native bands in Alaska. They play at 5 tomorrow afternoon.
Well, it's going to be a high-energy rock show with a lot of originals, and they probably recognize some of them. We played at the Crystal Saloon a few weeks back, and I noticed a lot of people singing along to my originals.
That's Mark Brown speaking with Ron McBride just earlier today. And another concert to put on your list, the Juneau Community Volunteer Marching Band. They'll be at the Marine Park on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Here's a clip of them. Just a quick clip of the marching band that you'll be hearing a lot of this coming weekend. Gearing up for the Juneau 4th of July festivities, the parade, but we know where the real action happens. It's across the bridge in Douglas. And joining us now, we have Maggie Swanson and Sharon Kelly from the Douglas July 4th committee. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. This is it, man. This is the big weekend.
This is what we've been building up to.
And isn't it? It doesn't happen very often, but isn't it so exciting when you just have the weather has just lined up and you know it's lined up and there's no stress around that? Because so often it's just that waiting game of what's going to happen with the weather.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're all going to be tired at the end.
Right. That's right. Well, tell us let's just start. Tell us a little bit about. I want to know. First of all, we'll talk about everything we're going to get doing. We have a bunch of the show we're dedicating to all the great stuff that's going to be happening 4th of July. But when I think I might know the answer to this. Probably July 5th is the answer. But when does this planning start? For the 4th of July, does it
starts
immediately? Or
no, it's we have a end of season potluck in October, and then in January we start meeting once a month. And then by June, it's once a week.
And I guess there's got to be certain things that are expected and that have become traditions. But do you try to introduce new things every year as well, or how do you approach kind of that sort of thing?
Sometimes we incorporate new things. The soapbox came in a number of years ago, and that they used to have soapbox races down 12th Street in Juneau front of my house. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so we started that up. And then Maggie actually works with a lot of people, and they contact her and say, hey, we'd like to do this. And the committee decides whether or not we're going to do it. And yeah, we're open to good ideas.
Yeah, exactly. We take a look at, we touch base with everybody who's been involved in the past and see if they're still interested, and things change over the years, and so then new things fall off and new things get added.
Of the stuff that you all line up to do, what are the few that are like the big, okay, we got to make sure we're really lined up on this event?
I think one of the things is the kids' races, and what we've done over the last couple of years is it's hard to get volunteers to do all the races. So we have actually kind of contract with the high school teams as a fundraiser for them, which I think is great.
That's really cool. Yeah, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's giving back
very cool
to the community in more ways than one.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so the older kids, you know, the younger kids see them, and then they see the older kids and vice versa. And it's all about community.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that probably encourages younger kids to feel a little more comfortable. They have, you know, some of, maybe even some brothers and sisters and that kind of thing in the
oh,
mix.
Yeah,
yeah right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's run through some of the highlights of the day.
That would be Maggie.
All right.
All right. So actually, our prelude up to the fourth week starts tomorrow on Saturday, July 2nd, from 1 to 3 o'clock in the Douglas Community Library's parking lot. We have a decorate your bike, trike, stroller, wagon, whatever you want.
Okay. Any vehicle.
Anything. And what this is, it's geared for people to, all the kids to decorate anything that they want, however they want. We provide everything so that they can get excited about maybe being in the kids' parade on the 4th, because part of our parade, in addition to all of the wonderful floats that come from Juneau or just show up in Douglas, we have a little section for the kids. And so, you know, that kind of leads up to that. You don't have to be in the parade to decorate your bike. Trust
me. This year, it doesn't necessarily have to be waterproof.
Exactly. And that's a huge
which
thing.
Which is the thing,
you
right?
You don't have the
sad
umbrella.
Melting of the decorations that happens when it starts raining.
That's right.
Exactly.
None of that's happened. It's not. It's a distant memory. We don't even remember those days.
Exactly.
It's going to be sunny. So that's great.
And then also, with it being nice and sunny, the kids are going to be able to take the chalk and decorate the sidewalk. So if, you know, they're done with their bike and they feel like being super creative on top of the decorating, they get to draw on the sidewalk with the chalk. And
very
that's
cool.
provided by the Douglas Library folks. So then on Sunday, we have our annual community picnic.
This is when the eating begins.
It starts right at 6 o'clock. Be there. We provide hot dogs, hamburgers, salads, corns, watermelon, everything like that.
Oh, man.
And so,
all the trimmings, all the fixings.
All
big
it. Picnic.
Absolutely, yes.
Watermelon. Oh, man. So, is there going to be watermelon? I mean, I don't know. Maybe in the era of COVID and everything, we can't have a watermelon seed spitting contest, but can we?
No, but you know what? We have a watermelon eating contest.
Okay.
That we can do. And so we have the little kids starting as young as they want, all the way up to as old as they want. And then we do age groups and have them have a watermelon
eating
contest.
Is the rule no hands?
Well, except for
the
super little kids,
okay.
They can hold it because like 2 and 3 year olds, they can't. But then the rule is absolutely no hands.
And how is the watermelon cut? Just like a regular kind of like half moon slice? Or
for the older kids, yeah. For the little ones, then it's like a little quarter.
Little triangle kind of thing.
And, you know, and the slice gets wider and wider, depends on the age of the child and the participants. So
I love
you
it.
Have to take all that into consideration when you do that.
Nature.
Exactly.
Yes.
Watermelon.
And I do have to say thank you to Foodland IGA because they are the ones donating the watermelons
awesome.
For this.
That's great.
And then back to the picnic real quick. The the Douglas Volunteer Firefighters are the ones that provide all the hot dogs and hamburgers and do all the cooking and take care of that part of it for us.
Very cool. Very cool. So, well, that sounds amazing. Okay, right there.
Yep.
Then what?
Then we have a sand dollar search for the little kids, starting at age 0, whatever, all the way up to age 12. So, folks, when you're at Sandy Beach and you see a sand dollar in the sand, please leave it, because it's not natural to Juneau.
Uh-huh.
They'd really have to search
That's
hard.
That's amazing. Sand dollars, I've never...
So we salt, you know, we sprinkle them all over the beach,
okay.
And we have designated areas for age groups, and then we let the kids find them all, and they have little baggies that they put them all in, and then they bring them all up to us, and they get to keep a couple, and most of them, you know, and a lot of them we end up using again,
right.
And then they get some little prizes and things. So.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's great. Now, at the same time the picnic is going on, the big event is the soapbox.
And we're going to hear about that.
And you're going to hear about that
in
next.
In a minute. We've got a gang of people out there ready to excitedly tell us all about that. So we'll save that for those folks. But, But yes, that starts at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes.
And then that's the show.
The car show.
Just
which
go walk around and check them out, right?
Well, and you were talking about new things. Last year was the first year we did the car show.
Oh, well, there you go.
There
okay. Because I would definitely want to go to that.
Yes.
Then there's heats and trials and stuff like that. We'll talk with them about all that stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about the big day.
Okay, so on the big day, a lot of folks are already in Juneau waiting for the parade. And after they watch the parade, they're like, okay, I want to go to Douglas, but I don't want to drive. I don't want to deal with the traffic. So we are so fortunate that First Student is providing a shuttle from the federal building over to Sayat Gastineau School.
Oh, cool.
Every half hour from 11 to 5. So park your car in Juneau, watch the parade, get on the shuttle, come on over and join us, and then you don't have any worries.
That sounds great.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And that is that brand new?
No, that's been happening for years.
Okay.
First Student took it over a little while ago. Before that, it used to be the tour buses.
But okay.
Because we've had so many ships in now, they're not able to
it's
provide
It's hard.
That
I mean, it's still a big, busy day.
It is.
In fact, it might even be a pretty massive cruise ship day.
I haven't even looked.
I think that that's becomes this thing, right? Mm-hmm. Go to Juneau and Douglas 4th of July cruise ship passengers, because there's nothing like it, right? It's just so unique. It's such a cool thing that we kind of all do and that you all spend so much time putting together. Okay, so that is the shuttle.
Right, and we do want to say thank you to all of the drivers because they're all volunteering for this.
That's great. Very cool. Okay, and so do the festivities kind of start? Well, as the parade tails off, people start making their way over to Douglas.
Exactly.
Every time I get over there, there's already a huge crowd. I always feel like I'm the last one to show up. I don't know why that happens. Maybe it's because I'm eating so much. But anyway, but it's sort of kind of noonish. Is that about right?
Right. And so the Douglas Community United Methodist Church rings the bell at noon, and that kind of gets things off to the start. And so we do encourage all the float people, all the hard work that you have done on those floats, you know, definitely show it off in Juneau, but come and join us in Douglas, please. Not everybody comes over, and we'd really like you to participate in our event as well. There is no registration fee or anything like that. It's like, come on, come all.
Okay.
Just join us.
Are you saying that – so this I didn't quite know. So you're saying that the floats and parade participants can just – go right over.
Exactly.
Just go over the bridge.
Yeah.
It's got to be bridge-worthy.
Yes.
I mean, some of these floats. Maybe empty the float out, right? Like, get everyone off the float. We're going over the bridge. But if you can get it over the bridge, then, okay, that sounds good.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. I didn't quite know that, but it's sort of an ad hoc.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, there's the unique elements, the Douglas elements, the kids' bicycle parade and those things as well, right?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay, it's all very cool.
Yeah.
The children's parade. Tell me a little bit more about the children's parade.
Okay, so there's a parking lot at the north end of Sayat Gastineau School, and so we have all the kids come however they want. They can be in any costume they want. We have a lot of different categories, patriotic, best character, funniest. And then we have scooters, trikes, bikes, anything with wheels. And we had hula hoops one year. I mean, so anything comes and goes. And
right.
We have all these categories. And so the kids can hang out. So the parking lot is taped off, no parking in it. It's for the kids to hang out and be safe until the parade starts at 2. So we go through and we then categorize the kids, and then everybody gets a participation ribbon and a silver dollar, and then we do award first prize in all the categories. We take lots of pictures, and then we line everybody up, and when the parade says it's time to go, we cut the ribbon and let the kids go, and they are now in the parade.
And then Joe Tompkins is the Grand Marshal, which
Grand
is
Marshall.
So awesome.
Isn't that great?
Who doesn't love Joe Tompkins
exactly.
in this town? Give me a break. The guy's amazing. And just so involved in kids' sports and all the stuff that he's been so involved in all the years. Obviously, he's an incredible athlete himself and a champion athlete. But to the amount that he gives back to the community, it's really great to be recognized that way. I was really happy to see him get that nice special recognition. That's really cool. And then there's float prizes, too, so that's great, as we talked about. Now, are there – what about, like, the Frisbee contest and stuff like that? Is that all different, or what's – is that not happening, or is
that's
that a
one of those
difference?
That
– that went away?
Kind of went away.
Okay. That's not up on it as much.
But everybody did love that one.
People loved it.
Yeah.
But,
and so, you know
Dogs.
Dogs, Frisbee,
Dogs, the Frisbee, with dogs and kids and – dogs doing their business, and maybe there was, I can see the complications.
Volunteers.
Yes.
It boils down to volunteers.
Yeah, okay.
So,
well, that's a good call out for next year. If people are wanting to try to resurrect that one, you guys can talk to these folks who are maybe.
And we'll send you who you need to
Wait till October.
Please.
Give you guys a rest. Maybe starting in October. Let's get that one going. But that's great. Okay, so that's what. Anything else that people need to know about what's happening over in Douglas?
Can I kind of walk you down as the parade goes down?
Let's do that.
We actually are very fortunate to have the Civil Air Patrol kids, Color Guard, lead our parade this year. They were there last year as well. And so that's kind of a kid thing too, you know, and it just is pretty cool. So the parade starts at Gastineau School and goes down to where the Montessori School is, and then it kind of breaks apart. So at the corner down there, there's food vendors.
Okay.
And they're kind of scattered throughout the field, the area down there this year. So there's going to be a few right there at like the bus barn area. There's going to be one where the food court used to be. And then there'll be a few more food vendors farther down. And it's spread out because of COVID concerns, right?
Right? Sure. Okay.
You know, maybe in another year we'll be able to have a food court again. That would be really nice.
That would be cool. I mean, there's lots of goals that we have here for stuff like that.
Exactly. And so then we also have a couple of non-food vendors. And one is Juno Party Animals, and they have a good time, and they're going to be doing face painting and different things for the kids. So I'm not sure quite where they are down there, but just be looking for
them.
Okay. So then you go to Field 3, and we have the kids' races. And as Sharon was saying, the Juno.
Always dramatic, by the
Juno
way.
They watch the kids' races. Aren't they amazing?
It's amazing. It's the best.
You have two-year-olds running.
I just love the kids, they're running their own race.
They just run to daddy.
Right. I love it. It's so fun.
Yep. And so that starts right after the parade at 3. The parade starts at 2, and that'll be at 3. We do have the Society for Creative Anachronism. They're back again this year after many years off. And they are going to be down closer to Field 4 on the Grassy Hill area. And they are going to be doing, like, sword fighting, medieval things, shows and presentations when groups show up. And that starts from 10, and they go run until 5. So they're just kind of going to be hit and miss.
That's
there.
Fun. Ren Faire kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I love it, yeah.
And so then the Douglas Community United Methodist Church will do their annual Deep Piff Beef Barbecue, and you'll be talking to them shortly.
Yes.
So the Douglas Volunteer Fire District will be having a hot dog sale at the fire station. That's one of their annual fundraisers. The annual Sandcastle Challenge, that starts at noon, and awards will be at 3:30. That is sponsored by the Southeast Alaska section of the American Institute of Architects.
All planned around low tide.
Right.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
So you're going to check the tides for that. And then one of the things that everybody loves is the firefighters make and break hose race.
That's the best.
And this year it's at 3:30, so just be aware. It used to be at 4 o'clock, and so folks, mosey back on up the hill at 3:30. It's going to be a super hot day. And
I almost don't feel as sorry for them this year. Like sometimes you go and it's a cold day, you're like, oh, these firefighters.
Yeah, but they have to wear all the heavy gear. Yeah.
They do. Oh, that's true. They're going to get – but, yeah.
The crowd and everybody are going to get hosed down. So if you're really hot and you want to get cooled down,
good place to be.
Go stand at the end of the hose races.
Well, that'll be awesome.
And then we have at the pavilion, which is right there by the Treadwell Ice Arena, we have Alaska Music One presenting Bands on the Beach, and we have bands starting at 3:30 and probably ending up right around 7.
Oh, great.
And, you know, we used to say weather permitting, and we don't have to say that this year.
Oh, no. That'd be great. And the pavilion is such a nice spot and great spot for bands. And we just haven't been able to enjoy it as much these last couple of years. So, the coming out party for everyone.
Fourth of July.
And there's picnic tables there and lots of grass so people can sit and have a little picnic, listen to music.
Have a great time. You guys have lined up so much fun stuff for us to all do. It's going to be super fun. Thanks so much for coming in. We're not done talking about Douglas and the 4th of July here. We've got other folks to talk to. But thanks so much, Maggie Swanson and Sharon Kelly, for coming in, both from the Douglas July 4th Committee. Thanks for the work you're doing to make it's just such a fun thing, a fun event.
It is.
It is, and we want to just welcome everybody from the community to come on over and have a good time with us. If anyone wants to volunteer, please give me a call. 907.
Junoites are welcome.
Oh, yes.
Is what you're saying.
And you don't have to have a passport.
Even Valley.
Anything.
Valley,
to come
out
over.
The road people, Auk Bay people, everyone, welcome to Douglas.
On this day, yes.
On this day, on this very special day, no passport required. All right, fantastic. Go enjoy the very beautiful Pacific Island that is Douglas. And do it on the July 4th. It's going to be great. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in.
Thank you
so
much.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye.